I live with this every minute of my life. The term normalcy is no longer in my life. There's nothing normal anymore.
I convinced Xu Meng to take me on the same car ride she made on that particular night in 2012 that changed her life.
It is a main street going towards my house. The road is called Tada Road. And that night, I drove from my shop back to my house, passing the police post.
This was the road Sombat and his wife used to take every day on their way home.
I had no reason to worry. It was any normal day, and we were going home to dinner. The sun was already going down, so it was a little bit dark. We were driving home in separate cars. I was in front, he was behind. I saw him in the mirror.
As we are coming closer to the exact location of the abduction, the atmosphere in the car gets tenser.
We're approaching it soon at the stoplight. Pay attention. You see the little hut there behind the traffic light. That's where they check for sometimes license plate, sometimes driver's license and so on. That's where his Jeep was stopped. I didn't see it, that his Jeep was stopped. I just drive home. I didn't look back at the mirror at that point.
I want to have a closer look at the police post, but it seems safer to stay in the car.
If you want to stop there and ask questions there, then the authorities may stop you and ask, what are you doing? If you want to take the risk, I can stop you there and you can walk out of the car. But I don't want to take the risk.
Xu Meng managed to get hold of security footage that shows what actually happened that night at the police station. It takes her a while to find the file on her computer.
It's already here in my brain. I don't need to watch it anymore. I don't like to watch it. This is Sombat's Jeep. You can see the police here, standing here. It's not very bright, but you can see it.
The footage shows a man getting out of a car.
See? Yeah, this is Sombat. He got out and walked behind the car and into the police post. You see? You can see him there.
A few minutes later, a man wearing a dark jacket stops in front of the office.
Here. This is a man riding a motorbike.
He walks out again and removes Sombat's abandoned car.
You see? He runs into the police post.
That shadow is Xu Meng's husband. It is the last image made of him before his disappearance.
There are people walking, so there must be witnesses, but we don't find anyone to come out to tell us anything.
He is forced into a police car that drives away rapidly.
And then see? You see the shadow? There. See? The car drove off even before the door was shut. I want to understand why, but I don't understand why. For me, it's pretty clear that it's associated with the state. But the state say no, they are not involved.
What reasons would the state have to eliminate someone? Laos is a one-party communist republic with harsh government control. In the last video interview before his disappearance, Sombat talks about his strong belief in ecologically sustainable growth for his country. This approach to development, which he always used when he worked with rural communities, is rooted in the Buddhist rejection of materialism. However, the Laotian government tends to make big money deals focused on profit maximization.
Society can't have only one person knowing everything. It needs many perspectives. So we cannot only listen to the government without having a conversation with it. The government doesn't have all the answers, so the people must have its thoughts on development reflected back to the government.
But this constructive criticism statement alone doesn't explain Sambat's abduction, says Jean-Marie Hospiet, the Belgian honorary consul in Laos, who was very close to him.
This is still a mystery. The only thing I can say is, I saw the video just like everyone else. This person was an activist in the sense that he worked with civil society groups. But to say he was a political activist, that is certainly exaggerated. He wasn't. So saying politics is involved is, it's still a mystery.
The Sambat case significantly damaged the reputation of Laos on the international scene. In a recent report, the UN Special Rapporteur on Human Rights, Philip Elston, blamed the Laotian government for not doing enough to find the truth about the abduction. Meanwhile, Xu Meng thinks the search for clues about his whereabouts has reached a dead end after more than 6 years. Whenever she misses her husband, Xu Meng writes letters to him.
It's a means to express, to at least, like talking to him at home, sitting on the bed. This letter was written to Sambat on Valentine's Day. My dearest Sambat, I will continue to send you my prayers and love and best wishes for your good health, well-being, and happiness, knowing that no matter where you are, you will spread love, kindness, and wisdom to all around you. Love you wherever you are. Xu Meng. A hole has been left in me. It's beyond sad. It's an emptiness.